common misconception that if you're introverted, you can't be a leader. But frankly, that just ain't true, y'all. After all, there are tons of introverted people throughout history who have become trailblazers, pioneers, and trendsetters. And some pretty fierce people require their quiet time, too. For instance, many of us know the inflappable Rosa Parks as a courageous woman who refused to give up her bus seat to a white man in 1955 and stood her ground against a gawking busload of people. But her loved ones remember her as soft-spoken, somewhat timid, and having a quiet fortitude. That's the thing about strength. It can always be there, unseen by the masses until a moment of bravery is needed. It doesn't matter whether you're introverted, extroverted, or, like most of us, a complicated combination. You are strong, you are powerful, you are you. When it comes to self-confidence, ladies, we may need a little boost. According to a recent women's leadership study, 67% of women queried revealed they could use a little help building their confidence in order to feel like they can be leaders. That lack of confidence equates to a whole lot of women not applying for that dream job, not negotiating a better benefits package, and not taking their skills to the next level. Leadership comes from within, and today's woman to watch believes every woman deserves to feel like a leader. Her name is Lane Bruner, and she created a business called Wealthy Soul for this very purpose. For Lane, it's all about women connecting with our physical selves to embolden our mental selves. Wealthy Soul offers services and products that help women connect to their inner warrior. From guided adventure and fitness trips, to workout classes and coaching, and even whole food supplements, Lane's offerings are aimed at getting women on a path to wellness, self-respect, and loads of confidence. Lane has long experienced the benefits of physical activity in her own life, even before she created Wealthy Soul. A lifelong dancer and fitness enthusiast, in college she was the lead dancer and choreographer for her West Virginia University dance team and even performed in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. But in 2013, after losing much of her former identity to embrace motherhood, Lane needed a change. In order to reconnect with her former self while discovering her new self, she explored fitness through teaching, an ambition that really caught on for both Lane and her clients. Lane now teaches mindful fitness classes from heated yoga sculpting and bar sessions to dance fitness and concentration-heavy, strength-focused classes. And this motivational fitness guru is definitely bringing a significant meaning to many women's lives. She recently led more than a dozen women ranging in age from 25 to 60 on a fitness and clean eating adventure in Mexico, an excursion meant to help these women reconnect with themselves and stoke that often elusive self-confidence. Lane's approach involves a whole lot of compassion and honesty. She recently opened up about her own anxiety, particularly following her divorce at age 26. While she admits to being far from perfect, by mindfully focusing on getting her body healthy and her life balanced, Lane has become a joyful person. By sharing her own story, she hopes to help other women become better, healthier, and more accepting versions of their true selves. And that's a sentiment that rings true for women everywhere. I'll leave you today with these encouraging words from Eleanor Roosevelt. You can gain strength, courage, and confidence by every experience in which you really stop to look fear in the face. You are able to say to yourself, I have lived through this horror. I can take the next thing that comes along. You must do the thing you think you cannot do. This is Melinda Garvey signing off until next time. Remember, ladies, empowered women empower other women. So share on the dot so more women can have a voice. Thanks for getting ready with us.